Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, December the 11th, 2025, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. And you know, Pearl Harbor Day was on Sunday. And they say, President Roosevelt said, that is a day that will live in infamy. And I kind of feel that way today, because today is like Christmas morning. It's a day that will live in infamy. December 11th, 2025. It is the day of the 6th annual WGH Talk Fruitcake Toss. The day has finally arrived. This is the World Series, the Super Bowl of the holiday season. Let me run through some things here, and then we'll take some phone calls this morning. It is tonight, December the 11th, 7 p.m. The Industrial Channel will be there tonight with Buckeye Donuts from Buckeye Donut from Columbus, Ohio, free to anybody who would like one. Here are the nominees for the event so far. Chip, Bob Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Weslyn Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thaddeus Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Governor DeWine, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sim, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett, the president of the Y-Men, Miranda McGinnis, former mayor Jack Kellogg, Martin Watts, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mike Augenstein, members of the fire department, Kevin Davidson, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, Ron Prater, Aaron Rollins, Amy and Brock Parker with the peanut butter jelly truck, Tara Dyer, a Salvation Army bell ringer, Heather Hill, Allison Russo, Ralph Smith, Sean Barr, Ayers Ratliff, Dana Martin, Buckeye Guy, Ben Weber, Colleen Marshall, Pastor Steve Whitaker, Jim Jordan, Tracy Richardson, Glenn Coble, Santa Claus, Kent Halloran, the Grinch himself will be there tonight, Terry Tackett, Naomi's son, Andrew Schwartz, Abby from the Marion Star, Scott Kreider, Tommy Reese, and a late entrant as of yesterday, Mr. Strongest Town himself, James Walker, got off the crutches just to compete in this event tonight. Now, he won the Strongest Town competition, but does he have the strongest arm to throw fruitcake? We'll all find out tonight. That's the list. The Salvation Army will be here tonight. They'll have a kettle and a bell ringer, so we'll hear the bells tonight. We will hear the bells, and if you would like to make a donation to the Salvation Army, please feel free to do that. Also, we will have a Christmas tree, I think, from the Wyman. We'll talk about that as the night day goes along here, and the night tonight. But I believe we're going to have a Christmas tree that will go to the homeless shelter. Now, if it will make a stop here is still kind of up in the air. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday about this, but regardless, we will have something at the end of the course tonight for people to hit. I still think it's going to be the Christmas tree, but if it's not for some reason, we will have something else down there for people to throw at. Maybe a smaller version of a Christmas tree. Maybe Santa Claus himself. We'll stand him down there on the 70-foot mark and see what happens. Now, also, we will have maple bacon donuts from Buckeye Donut. The top six placers, the top six throwers tonight will get a maple bacon donut. And if you happen to hit the Christmas tree, you will also get a maple bacon donut. And we have six of those. So I highly doubt six people are going to hit the Christmas tree, because I was looking at the results from last year. I don't even think one person threw 70 foot. I think Brian Murphy got close, but he did not hit the 70-foot mark. It's very rare for that to happen. So I don't think we're going to have to worry about hitting the Christmas tree. But on the outside chance we do, we'll have maple bacon donuts for people who hit the Christmas tree. Also, we will have a prize for the winner and a plaque, thanks to Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio. So that's all going on tonight. And there's going to be Christmas carols and hot chocolate and coffee. People might even be bringing other things, as far as I understand it. It's just going to be a big night. Unbelievable event, to be sure. It seems like there's something else I'm forgetting. Oh, it'll be broadcast live, we hope. You know, there's always a possibility of technical difficulties, but we're going to try to broadcast this live starting at 7:15 tonight. I was looking outside this morning and the field for the fruitcake toss, the parking lot, seems to be clear, so we should be okay there. No snow or rain. We had rain last year. Doesn't look like we've got either this year. Also, I was checking the weather report. At 8 o'clock tonight, we're still well above 20 degrees, and it doesn't look like there's hardly going to be any wind tonight, like maybe 7 or 8 mile an hour wind, which is about 20 miles per hour lower than it was last night. So it doesn't look like we're going to have any piercing wind. We're not going to have any bad issues tonight. This thing's going to be broadcast. We're going to present Larry Barnett with his Upper Crust Society plaque. Hopefully we'll all sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game when he is presented with that plaque. It's going to be an epic night for sure that nobody in Marion will want to miss. Now, does anybody want to open up the phone lines here this morning? By the way, you still have time to nominate somebody. If you want to put somebody in this thing, all they got to do is show up tonight. We're going to have, I believe Terry Tackett's going to be out there signing people up, the throwers tonight, as you arrive. So all you have to do is show up. It doesn't cost to be in the competition. But if you would like to make a donation to the Salvation Army, you certainly can do that. 22 minutes past the hour here this morning on Fruitcake Day, and phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. And by the way, if you nominated somebody or know somebody who is in the competition, it might be a good idea today to remind them about the competition tonight. Because some people heard about it weeks ago, days ago, who knows. And people have busy schedules this time of year. So if you nominated somebody, or if you know somebody on this list, it doesn't hurt today to go back and give them a call or send them a message or send them a text or whatever you do and remind them that they are in the fruitcake toss tonight. 7 p.m. is the arrival time here at WGH Talk. Now, again, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Who do you think is the odds-on favorite to win this? Now, past winners, Ralph Thacker was the original winner 6 years ago. He'll be there tonight. Donovan Bauer, the kid from Donato's, the young kid from Donato's, he was the winner in year number two. Now, he will not be there tonight. We do have Sheriff Bales. He won in 23. He'll be there tonight. Ed Pickett, the head of the Y-Men, he won in 22. He'll be there tonight. And Brian Murphy, who won in 24, Marion City School Superintendent, will be there tonight as well. Now, a lot of people seem to think that Brian is going to repeat, but I don't know. A lot of new entrants and a lot of past winners there tonight. By the way, Brian does not hold the throwing record. I should mention that. Sheriff Bales, I believe, holds the record still with a 72-foot throw in 2023 that happened. Maybe we'll break the record tonight. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the Biggest Loser chiming in here.
Oh.
And the orders from headquarters is to contact the people that you know that are on the list. And you're on the list, so I wanted to remind you that there's a fruitcake toss tonight at 7 p.m.
There's a pretty good chance I'll be throwing up, showing up. Well, I'm going to be throwing up tonight, too. I'll be showing up and throwing up.
That's the little flask I'm going to have. It's strong, so sip easy. What was I going to tell you? Oh, my gosh.
You know, I wanted to say,
the husband, I'm going to make him toss.
Oh, okay. We'll put him on.
Yeah, so yeah. Throw him on the list, too.
All right. Well, you know,
he might be a secret surprise, a secret weapon here.
Well, he could win. You know, I don't think anybody is going to repeat. I just don't think that'll happen.
I just think it's nice that you're having this little dusting of snow and the Salvation Army and all of that other fun stuff. I think it's just really going to be a nice little event.
You know, that's what I wanted to talk about. It's very interesting because when you do an outside event during the holiday season, you never know what you're going to get. And when I saw the weather report this morning that there is no snow in the forecast, no rain in the forecast, it's not supposed to dip below 25 at all today, and the wind is supposed to be very minimal all day long. It was windy yesterday.
I like how you act like 25 is an acceptable temperature to be out at.
Well,
this is what I was going to ask. You said arrival time is 7 p.m. Now, do you mean we're kicking off at 7 p.m. or that I need to be rolling in the parking lot at 7 p.m.?
Well, here's what will happen.
Two different things.
Here's what gives me anxiety. Here's what will happen. The contest will not start at 7 p.m. because it starts when the broadcast starts, which will be after the news.
So the hullabaloo starts at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
when we start slinging cakes is to be determined.
Because hopefully what will happen tonight, and there's always a little bit of ambiguity with this, but hopefully what will happen is Terry Tackett will have a notebook out there, and people will approach him and say, yes, I'm throwing, and he will put the name down. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't throw if you're not in his notebook.
That the order at which we will throw?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
See, you're mixing it up on me now. I'm trying to go towards the end so I can humiliate, or maybe I should just go in the beginning and get it over with.
Well,
I'm overthinking it.
You know what happened. Here's why I can't guarantee that will be the order. Because I actually do not stand next to Terry. I have a pretty good idea after mentioning these names for weeks and weeks and weeks that who's in it. And if I see you standing in the crowd, I'll call you up. So it kind of goes like that, but at the end, if I have forgotten anybody or somebody who wants to throw, you know, I'll go back and I'll say, okay, who did I forget? And did somebody arrive late? You know, something like that. So, yeah, it's not really the rundown because I'll have the paper that I've been reading in the studio. But again, some people won't show, like we know that Tommy Reese is not showing up, but I still want to mention that he was nominated.
Right.
So it kind of works like that.
I just didn't need any last minute changes. I mean, I'm planning the layers right now of clothing. So I need to be able to have full movement of the right arm. So I've got to take that into account with how many layers of clothes that I put on. And I didn't know. It might take me a while to get dressed. I didn't know if we were throwing at 7. But the shindig starts at 7. Throwing is to be determined.
Right. Everybody will be. I mean, the donuts will be out there. The hot all that will be out there at 7. But the show itself will not start until we start the actual broadcast, which will be anywhere, but depending on how long the news is, anywhere between 10 and 15 minutes past the hour.
It sounds like a good time, Spears.
Let's
cross our fingers that everything just stays, the weather and all that holds out, and we can all follow La 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 together.
Now, did you hear Jason Schauber's call 2 days ago?
Oh, where he was talking about you changing the rules and how he's coming to throw down, it sounds like.
Right, I think I've been, my integrity has been impugned because he said, he said that my parliamentary procedure was about as good as city council's. Now, I'm thinking that's low end. And I feel that my integrity has been impugned as the host for 6 years of this fruitcake toss.
No, in Schauber, he probably has the actual rules written down somewhere that he can refer to.
Well, listen, we're not taking any amendments tonight, so he might as well not even try that.
He's just waiting to see if you're going to stick to him, and then he's going to nail you in the middle of it, and whole fruitcake toss will have been for naught. Children will be crying. Old women will be gasping.
No, it's like a dictatorship tonight. It's judge, jury, and executioner. There are no amendments. There's no votes. There's nothing like that.
It's his party, and you'll do what he says, damn it.
That's right. Well, and you know what? Here's the thing. Now, nobody threw 70-foot last year. We had 35, 40 throwers last year. Nobody threw 70-foot, so I don't know why anybody thinks they're going to hit this tree, let alone get to the 70-foot. I mean, it did happen 2 years ago with Sheriff Bales.
So it's your party, and you got to dash all hopes, too, huh?
Well, it could happen.
We can have fun, but not that much.
It could happen. I hope somebody hits the tree, but it's just not likely. Let's put it that way.
I like your idea of using Santa as a moving target down there.
Well, I'll tell you what happened yesterday. I ran into Ed Pickett, the president of the Wyman. He's also a past champion, he reminded me, 2022 champion. And I ran into him. It's a big honor to be a past champion of this event. I ran into him.
How dare you be forgotten.
And I explained to him what we're going to do with the tree, that we're going to donate it to the homeless shelter, and Dana's going to be here, and so on and so forth. And he said something about, well, why don't we just deliver it to the homeless shelter? And I was trying to explain the whole idea of having it on the 70-foot mark. I think I got it across, but, you know, once people start showing up tonight, you never know.
Okay, so if the tree, here's the deal about the tree. I don't know if the transporting situation is what going to be the issue. I can load the tree in the back of my, we have a truck. I live right down the street from the homeless shelter.
Okay.
So I can drop the tree off. Here's the thing. I'm having zero part of anything to do with setting up the trees. So it will be put on their porch nicely.
Yes.
And then they can do with it as they choose, but I'll be glad to deliver it.
Well, yeah, and I think that the kids that are there and the families will probably like decorating the tree.
And it's not, I don't want people to think that I'm opposed to going inside the homeless shelter. I was just down there the other day. That's not it. I'm just not dealing with it at that hour. When it's dark, I need to be inside hibernating.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'll be after 8 o'clock tonight when this is over.
Tammy Pan is down by then, so.
Well, there are, and listen, anybody can win, but most people seem to be leaning toward the past winners. I was actually having a conversation here last night with Mary Ellen and Matt and Mike Larson, who came in from Columbus last night, and Sean, and we were all kind of talking about this, and Mary Ellen's been to a couple of these, and Matt's been to three of them, and Sean's been to, I think, all of them. So we were all sitting here talking last night, and Mary Ellen seemed to think that Brian was going to repeat because he did so well last year. Matt, I don't know where he was on it. I said Sheriff Bales holds the record, so you can't count him out. Sean seemed to feel Sheriff Bales was a ringer. But I honestly think, well, we have
his
somebody...
wingspan, I think, is what everyone gives him. And you've explained it in the past, but I think everyone in our minds, we just, because he is such a tall man and his arms are so long, you know, your wingspan, that gives him, I mean, clearly he, unless I have some supernatural fruitcake throwing skills that I'm unaware of, he's going to have an advantage over someone with arms my length.
Well, that's true, but last year he was in it, and Brian won.
Brian... You know,
so
maybe the school superintendent had one of the physics teachers come up with something for him.
Well, and then I look at the list, and I know Jason has been, whether he admits it or not, he's been pouting for a year about this, because last year he felt he didn't understand the rules when he came in. He felt he didn't understand what was going on. I know, God bless his heart. And so tonight...
He's such a good guy, and he gets so much shit from everyone.
Well, I expect him to come in tonight just, fruitcakes a-blazin', because... Fruitcakes a-blazin', because he's talked so much.
Been all year.
He's 365 days he's been on this. So I expect him to come in tonight and be a real competitor.
His right bicep muscle is just slightly larger from repetitively lifting that 1 pound fruitcake and practicing all year long.
I think so. But, you know, he hasn't gotten to gavel anybody this year, so it may not be as in shape as he would hope. So there's that. He's a possibility. And he did tie for second last year. So, I mean, he's a possibility. He's a possibility.
That's what he said. He said first loser, so it's not sore. It's not painful memory in his mind at all.
Well, it's like that Grinch pickle sauce in his blood, in his veins, you know? It's just been getting at him all year round.
You got Grinch socks, I saw.
I did get Grinch socks. I didn't get the meal because apparently those are all gone, but somebody gave me Grinch socks yesterday. I thought that was nice.
Well, they weren't French fry scented, so that's even better.
They didn't get, putting them in that box probably gave them an aroma that people weren't necessarily favorable to. But I also look at somebody like James Walker, who I just found out was going to be in yesterday. Now, here's a competitive guy, no doubt about it.
He was injured. He's on crutches.
He was on crutches, and he thought he couldn't participate because somebody did nominate him. And so I never put him on the list, but he said he got off the crutches Tuesday, I think he said, Tuesday or Wednesday.
For him.
Yeah, so he'll be there. So, strongest town, strongest arm. Can he pull this off? He's a possibility. I mean, I believe he was, I believe he had some kind of military service, I believe.
I know he was in the military. I don't know what he did. Not that it matters, but I'm not sure what, I don't know if he was like, the quarterback for Army or, I don't know if he's going to, really just whip out his fruitcake-tossing abilities somehow parlayed from something he learned in the military. I'm really starting to feel intimidated now.
Well, and
the last thing I threw was a fit, I think. I don't know.
Well, and I don't know about the major from the Salvation Army. I think that could be some competition there.
I hope that everyone that is able, this is what I was thinking about this morning as I was looking at a little dusting of snow, and I'm actually looking forward to this. It's going to be fun and nice and mingling with people in a non-formal setting, kind of silly, fun setting. But I hope everyone that's able can kick up a couple bucks to the Salvation Army, and this can turn into not just a fun thing, but a good thing as well.
Oh, I hope so, because the Salvation Army will be out there. And let's say like last year, we normally plan, I mean, because obviously we don't have, because we've got about, 60 people nominated. We don't, I doubt we're going to have 60 donuts. So, if we get between that 30 and 40.
I'll forego my donut. Somebody can have my donut.
Well, I just think, but if we get 30 to 40 people, that'll be good. I'll be happy with that. And that also gets us within the constraints of our time, and we'll be done by 8 if we have 30 to 40 people. But
do we get thrown out at 8?
No. If the show goes over, it goes over. But
I didn't know if we got, the lights got turned down, and it was like, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
No.
Okay.
And, but also, Larry Barnett.
No city council, no proposed city council, it's over, get out.
No. We don't run the fruitcake toss that way. But okay. I think Larry Barnett, he's a professional baseball umpire in his day, and he's a big guy, and, he could get it done. I don't know.
I'm thinking the Silver Street crew might be able to, between us and the Ratliffs, they're not Silver Street, but they're close enough. It's North Side crew. And then we got Shabber with the West Side, so I don't know.
Well, that's right. The Ratliffs will be there tonight. Now that group, there's three right there. I don't know. You got youth, and you've got...
Heidi and I have collectively, we're going to try to lose hand in hand, but... There might be a little bit of animosity or just a little bit of pent-up tension and rage, and somebody could sling a fruitcake. I don't know. What is that? Prospect Street? Down to the Prospect Street corner store?
Well, I'm not paying for any damages. If somebody breaks somebody's
over
window.
Over all the houses, no one gets injured, nothing gets damaged, and it just lands nicely right in the middle of Prospect Street. No cars, no children, no nothing, nothing injured, just hostility unleashed.
Well, I'll tell you, here's the thing, and I don't want to intimidate anybody. Well, what about Brock and Amy with the...
What about you? I mean, you've got quite the wingspan there, too, but I don't think you're going to try to win your own shindig.
Well,
I think you would take a dive. Honestly, I'm gonna impugn your character, too. I think you would take a dive.
No. Yep. Well, here's what happens with me. I believe I've been nominated every year for this. And what happens is, as you're hosting the event and running around with a microphone in your hand and trying to keep it going and calling people up, when it actually comes time for you to throw, you haven't been thinking about it. And it's just kind of, you get up there and you toss the thing. So, it doesn't get the greatest toss. But Matt doesn't do very well either. Now, here is probably the youngest in the prime of his life.
The prime of his life. Oh, God.
The prime of his life.
The prime of your life in your early 20s. Let's not lie to the kid.
Well, I think I'm in the prime of my life in my late 20s. So
well, you're 29, though. What do you learn between 23 and 29? Quite a bit.
You certainly do. Now, I will tell you, my fruitcake toss does not go high. I've learned that it's for
see,
distance.
I'm getting secrets. Tell me, Spears, what are the secrets?
Well, you
throw it high. I know that one.
But also, in your quest to not throw it high, don't try to throw it low because you'll hit the ground.
So I need to take Santa out at about the waist, is what you're saying.
You have to go between the knees and the neck. And if you're in that area...
Still shot.
Yeah. Well, right in the old belly. Right in the old belly.
Center mass.
Yeah, that's right. And if you can keep it there, you will do better than most people. And as I say, most people are between 40 and 50 feet. That's usually where it ends up.
Okay. Well, I'm going to overthink this, but I'm going to get off here and let someone else call, too. I've got to go back to seeing what pants fit underneath what sweat.
Now, remember to remind your people today, the peanut butter and jelly truck and all that.
Amy and Brock will be there, and I'm pretty sure Heidi and Ayers and family will be there.
Send a mass email to City Council.
Oh, yeah. You don't want any of them to show up if I'm sending the email.
Miranda, she's been at Marden. They're in there. Yeah, I know you have their emails.
Yeah, I will send her an email and remind her.
And tell her to tell Marden. I know they talk.
Yeah. Oh, of course, she might as well just go gather up the administration and bring them all.
Well, I think that Marden should be there.
Around the third floor.
Well, before they throw, she and Marden can talk to each other. You know, they can have a conversation.
The budget that we're going to discuss Monday.
You know what I feel bad about?
Listen, we're having good times. We're not talking about city bullshit.
No. But you know, I feel bad though that nobody nominated Chelsea.
I know what, I don't think, only you and I know who she is outside of the, well, I can't say only you and I, but.
She could have talent.
I don't think most of your listening audience knows who she is.
No, but the budget director, we've referred to her, the budget director.
Mm-hmm, and I don't, notice I didn't, well, yes, I did, I nominated Twyla. I was going to say, notice I didn't nominate anyone that I didn't want to spend the evening with, but I figured it was just a hop, skip, and a jump away from her, for her, it was convenience. And she's going to be the face of the finance committee for the next 2 years, so it'd be good to interact with the folks.
Yeah.
See, that's at a social level, not at a city council level.
Listen, last year we had people who weren't agreeing on things out here, but we're talking fruitcakes tonight. We're talking Christmas.
Yeah, and hey, what did I put in my post? Why are we tossing fruitcakes? Because it's the only humane thing to do with a fruitcake.
And it is... Well, no, you had a nice little...
And I'm not the fruitcake that's being tossed.
No, but you had a... you had one of your... What do they call those? What are they when you put them up on...
Someone else made that, actually, and it was passed along to me.
Really?
See? Oh, I'm telling you, there's a whole network of us.
Now tell people what it is who haven't seen it.
It's the Love Your City... font. I don't know. What do we call that? The Love Your City logo?
Love Your City logo.
And it was changed to Love Your Fruitcake. And in the middle of the O, there's a fruitcake.
See, I might use that today when we advertise the event for tonight.
I don't believe anyone would mind if you did that.
I think that's wonderful. I hope there are memes tomorrow about this fruitcake toss.
I think there's going to be.
Oh, it's big. It's big. I'm done. You got the material. Mayor Jack Kellogg. I hope Mayor Kellogg wins. That's my pick. Mayor Kellogg at 16 years. He's a former mayor. He'll be... I called Mayor Kellogg the other day. Now, Mayor Kellogg, I don't think, would mind me saying this. He's I believe, 90 years old now. And I called him up, and I said, Mayor Kellogg, fruitcake toss. He said, when is it? I'll be there. And this man has thrown the fruitcake at least... three other times. And Jack Kellogg, and I want this to be noted, and I've told good stories about him before, but Jack Kellogg, in his 80s, has thrown this fruitcake. This will be the fourth time. He's never shirked it. And he was also the guy with Buckeye Chuck for years who served Spam sandwiches.
Spam.
Yes.
Yep.
So Jack Kellogg
knows. 7 a.m.
Don't let it ever be said that Jack Kellogg didn't know how to have a good time. Never took himself too seriously.
Oh, yeah. Spam sandwiches, 7 a.m. even earlier, I think, every Groundhog Day.
He and his wife were out there in the trailer cooking those Spam sandwiches, and the fact that he also participates in this when he's no longer in office and makes it a point to do that, I think says a lot for Jack Kellogg. So if you see Jack Kellogg tonight, I hope you introduce your son to him, and I hope a lot
I
of people go up to him and say, this is a mayor who...
this is the mayor that Kellogg Parkway is named after.
That's true. That's true. But he's just a good guy. He's a good man.
Well, we were actually driving up Kellogg Parkway the other day, and my son, he said something. We had waited on a train, and he's like, Kellogg cereal, you know, just kind of joking. I was like, it was actually named after the mayor before Schertzer. And he's like, really? I was like, yeah.
Hey,
so.
By the way, a quick story before we move on to another caller here. Jack Kellogg, the holiday season is a little rough for him because years ago when he was mayor, he put a display, because he lived on the boulevard. He put a display out in his front yard. I don't think he does this anymore. But essentially, it was Santa being pulled by, now I'm trying to get this right, it was Santa being pulled by elephants with a donkey being dragged behind. You know,
but for so many years before, it had not been political, right? Because wasn't it just like Merry Christmas from the Kellogg's? They always had a sign in their front yard or something like that. And then one year it got political and people got mad about it.
Well, what happened was somebody wrote to Marianne Starr, took a picture of it, and this is the days when you actually had to develop a Polaroid, and they sent it into the Marianne Starr to the editorial board and said, I can't believe the mayor of Marion would put this in his front yard. And I thought, you know, Jack Kellogg did not do that with bad intention. He's just a laugh. It's the holidays. You know, I thought that was really blown out of proportion. I thought that was unfortunate.
And you know what? I don't remember it, so I guess that's how significant it was in Marion history.
I'll still
introduce my son to him tonight, even though he was dragging a donkey in Christmas lights.
I think it was just for fun. It was just fun.
Well, yeah. I mean... And, you know, now I'm not sure I would consider that all in good fun. Back then, it probably was more in good fun than it is now.
Well, if you knew the man's personality, you would know it was for fun. Now, some people don't have that jovial of a personality.
Well, as I said, one of my memories of him is he was the mayor when I was, early high school, I think, is when he was first elected. So I don't really remember the mayors before him because most middle schoolers don't care who the mayor is. But one of the things is my dad was one of the old guys that used to sit out in the mall with him in the little square thing in the middle and drink coffee and eat cookies. And I remember you could always just go talk to the mayor on Saturday morning. That's where he would be.
Yeah, and I'll tell you where he'll be tonight, the fruitcake toss.
Tossing fruitcake.
There we go.
See you later, Spirit.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944, 47 minutes past the hour. It is Fruitcake Day. No need to talk about any other news going on in Marion at this point, because what's on the tip of everybody's tongue? It's the fruitcake toss. 7 tonight, and by the way, the broadcast will start at 7:15. Well, right after the news, tune in early. It's a wonderful, wonderful event. All right, go ahead, caller. It's that kind of day.
Love your fruitcake.
And there's a meme, love your fruitcake now, so we love that.
Well, as the church lady would say, isn't that special?
Oh, I'm elated at where we are with this event this year. It's a who's who.
Well,
but also...
You were a little concerned about, well, there's only going to be... let's see, 4 dozen, that's 48 Buckeye's donuts, and then there'll be 6, essentially, free agent maple bacon donuts.
Well, I was looking at the list.
Well, but I'm going to pick up a cookie tray from Sam's Club. There's supposed to be 60 cookies on there.
Well, very nice. I appreciate that.
We'll have that there so everybody gets something to nibble on.
Right. Well, and I was running this list down, and we have the definites who are going to be there. We have the people who, for maybe a prior engagement or an injury, can't be there. And then we have the we just don't know. So, you know, I'm guessing it's going to be, again, somewhere between 30 and 40, which works right because You get that in a broadcast. Because we've only got... We can go over the top of the hour, but then replaying it becomes a problem. So if we're between 30 and 40, we still can get... Because we've also got the Larry Barnett presentation and a little bit of singing, because it takes time to tabulate the votes, or the distances, I should say. And then we have the presentation of the plaque. So we can get all that in 45 minutes.
Well... what time are you going to be setting up?
I will be here. I probably won't go outside too early, but more than likely I will be here at the very latest, probably 6:30.
Okay. Because I'm just going to be prepared. I won't necessarily set them up, but I'll probably have to. A couple lights.
Oh, there you go.
So we have a couple lights, so maybe you can do, we can set them around where you're setting up your remote stuff so that you can do interviews there as well, and we can interview the contestants, etc.
Well, and I think the good, everybody should get a chance to be interviewed, but the good interviews, Larry Barnett will definitely be there tonight. Jack Kellogg, he seemed very adamant about being there tonight. Oh my goodness. So we've got a whole slew of things going on tonight here for the big fruitcake toss. But yeah, Mayor Kellogg will be there tonight. Larry will be there tonight. And a whole host of people. It's going to be fun tonight.
It's going to be better than the Three Ring Circus.
Three Ring Circus. That's exactly right. And those we've got it all tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be fruitcakes akimbo.
Exactly. So you'll have the cameras out there tonight and the lights and everything.
Well, that's what the plan is. Because it's going to be kind of dark out there, even though you have a little bit of light. People don't want to see dark, dingy video.
We want light, that's right.
You want to see people's faces. You want to see people having fun. You know, that's the name of the game. Yep. Fun.
Absolutely. We're going to have fun tonight, that's for sure.
Okay, well, hey, to a great fruitcake toss. I'm headed down to Columbus to pick up those donuts here around. I got to pick them up at 2 o'clock, and we'll be headed back. So they'll be only like 5 hours fresh donuts, but, are they going to be good?
They're going to be good. Thank you.
Yep.
And I do want to remind everybody again, tonight, the Fruitcake Toss, 7 p.m., the Industrial Channel will be bringing donuts from Columbus, Ohio. The Salvation Army will be here with their canteen truck and all kinds of big stuff going on tonight. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got the top of the hour coming up momentarily, but we'll be right back in about 2 minutes. Well, you know what? Let's play the Fruitcake song today. That's apropos of what's going on tonight. We'll play the Fruitcake song and be back with you right after this. Don't go anywhere. Let's see. The Fruitcake song here on WGH Talk Radio.
Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
You know, it's a tremendous thing. I was thinking there during that, I just wrote a little lyric about fruitcake.
Oh, no.
I did during the
really?
Right there, right off the top of my head.
Well, let me hear.
Okay, he goes, holiday food is great. You won't want to be late. Some like fruitcake, but once you get it in your mouth, you realize you've made a mistake.
You can tell it's Christmas by the eggnog and the tree. And you can tell it's Christmas by the chilly winter breeze. You can tell it's Christmas by the things that make you sneeze. And you can tell it's Christmas by the fruitcake in your teeth.
See, that's the same question. We've talked about oranges and apples and fruit for Christmas.
Not fruitcake.
We've got to get past that, you know?
She had it right. She said it tastes like anise.
Yeah.
Soap.
Yeah.
See, everybody, oh, it's not just me.
Anise is my favorite ingredient.
Isn't that a candy?
It could be a licorice, an ingredient in licorice. And you can buy, there's an anise-flavored plant that you find in the produce department.
And you can wash your hair with it.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
Tastes like soap.
Yeah. would it come out green? That's what I... Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue. There's music in the air. Again, folks are smiling. Laughter everywhere. In places, snow's piling. There's fires crackling too. And parties now to handle. I even think I saw a fruitcake on my mantle. Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Ho-hum, what great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
Yes.
Now, the first one is this horrible thing.
Oh, great.
Horrible.
Yes, I already ate one of those.
Oh, my goodness. It's a fruitcake, folks.
Yeah, that's...
Charlie Evers likes these things.
That's the best, the Claxton, isn't it?
It is the Claxton.
Yeah.
I like them, too.
Yeah, right.
Well, you guys can eat this up all afternoon.
These young kids.
I cannot stand this.
Young kids don't know what's good.
Is that the one that tastes like soap to you?
Yes, this is the soap one. I can't eat these things.
Well, that's strange.
I'm going to try it again today, but... It's
they're good.
I'm going to walk this over when Paul gets into his first song here. But I figured, because I don't want you to choke, we also have...
Oh, eggnog. That's, yes.
So we have got a Christmas celebration going on
Am
here
I
today.
Am I ready or what?
Here? He's ready. Paul's ready. He's got the knife to cut the fruitcake. So we're going to have some Christmas cheer, even though, as Charlie and I have already discussed, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah. Now, do you like eggnog?
Eggnog I can do.
It seems for a day there isn't so much anger, and if you look to find, might find a little manger. It really is a blessing for all those who partake. But tell me, who's the wise guy that got me this fruitcake? Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Oh, what great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
Yeah, well, everybody loves a fruitcake. I'm just going to start wrapping those up.
You might as well, sure.
I think I'm going to build a bomb shelter out of those.
You could.
I'd be safe.
You have a quantity of fruitcake?
If somebody gave them to me, I would have a quantity because I would not eat them.
I see.
I think the same one gets passed around every year. I don't think there's more than one fruitcake in the world.
When I was younger, us younger people used to say, hey, look there goes our fruitcake.
That's a different meaning.
Oh, that was a different... Oh, okay.
That wasn't at Christmas time, was it?
Oh my goodness, the fruitcake song performed and written by the late Paul Savage. And in that video, by the way, or audio, I guess I should say, that's the late Charlie Evers and the late Paul Savage. I'm the only person who's not late in that song, but they were two good men. And actually, me arguing with Charlie about fruitcakes on the... He loved those things. I don't understand it. He must have had no taste buds or something. He loved them. I hated him. I got him one every year for Christmas. We would argue about it all the time. That and how to pronounce poinsettia. I would say poinsettia, and he would say poinsettia. And that's really one of the reasons the fruitcake toss got started. So there you go. By the way, one of the people involved in the fruitcake toss just stopped in here to the studio this morning. That's how serious this is getting. One of our big names tonight at the fruitcake toss just stopped in this morning. Bring in the wife and is ready to go for tonight. I'm telling you, it's the event
of the holiday season. Event of the holiday season. They saw the article in the Marion Star and wanted to make sure they had all the particulars for tonight. I'm telling you, you got to come out tonight. This is going to be an event not to be missed, the fruitcake toss at 7 p.m. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here this morning. And by the way, love your fruitcake. Love your fruitcake. That is the meme that I saw when I looked at social media this morning. So I can get behind that. Love your city. Love your fruitcake. Why not? Love your schools. Brian Murphy in this tonight. So that is the way it all tumbles out. If you're a part of this tonight, it is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event. Once-in-a-lifetime. And who will be the winner? We'll find out tonight. We'll talk more about it after this short but important break. But we're coming back. I hope everybody comes out and enjoys this tonight. It's going to be something. If you want to get a late nomination in, call in next hour. We'll be back.
Fun for legendary talk show host Dick Cavett reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
It was the night before Christmas when all through the house